Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for calling us out of darkness, out of the fellowship of the lost, where we just experience darkness. But praise God, even in the darkness, you were drawing us and calling us. And thank you, Lord. We saw a God that was faithful and then came to a point, Lord, where we're just totally committed to you, Lord. So thank you. It's in you now we live and move and have our being, and we stay in tune on a daily basis. Bless this day again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1 to 4. Well, this is my third visit coming up. Remember the scripture that says, a matter becomes clear after two or three witnesses give evidence? On my second visit, I warned that bunch that keeps sinning over and over in the same old ways that when I come back, I wouldn't go easy on them. Now, preparing for the third, I'm saying it again from a distance. If you haven't changed your ways by the time I get there, look out. You who have been demanding proof that Christ speaks through me will get more than you bargained for. You'll get the full force of Christ. Don't think you won't. He was sheer weakness and humiliation when he was killed on the cross. But oh, he's alive now in the mighty power of God. We weren't much to look at either when we were humiliated among you. But when we deal with you this time, we'll be alive in Christ, strengthened by God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the thing here is just saying every matter is confirmed by two or three witnesses. So him and his team have been there to the church. They've encouraged them. They've humiliated themselves. They've humbled themselves. And all that is to draw the people in to share. And have you seen the letter? This last couple of chapters you've seen, in every way they try to reason with the people. But now it's coming to a time now. It's his third time is coming. And if they haven't realized and turned from being foolish concerning God's things and that they have been being wise to evil. The Bible says we must be babes to evil and wise to what is good. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. So that's something really to embrace and want. And so he says in it, you know, if they haven't turned away from their foolishness, the Bible says, you find his life will lose it. So when you find your life, and that word life there is soul, your will, intellect, and emotions, all on the kingdom of darkness and its subjects that love money, that love control, that love the things outside of God, you know, you are sentencing yourself. You are counting yourself unworthy of eternal life. So that is the whole thing here. And you need to count yourself dead to sin and alive to God. And then that's where you experience the goodness of God. I like Luke chapter 9, where it talks about take up your cross daily. So it's daily you need to commit your soul to God's kingdom, to his will, to his purpose for you. And it's so wonderful when you do understand that he knows exactly why you came here, what is your purpose, and then he's there to bring it about in your life on a daily basis. And you've got that wonderful chapter, Isaiah 50, from verse 4 to 11, where it speaks about the faith walk of receiving morning by morning so you can be encouraged to encourage others, and then you can be strong and firm and turn your face from wickedness and just keep your aim on staying in tune with God and his words on a daily basis so as to develop and become all that God has made you to be. So that's what it's all about, guys. Yeah, I like the little portion here that points out, you know, Jesus for a time became weak. Before that, we saw him just grow from a baby to a young man, the word of God abiding in him and him overcoming the wicked one to receiving the Spirit and going out in power. That's a beautiful picture of the development of a child of the living God, starting with desiring the pure spiritual milk of the word and then putting that word into practice and being spiritual, not carnal, and then being led by the Spirit. But then he became weak, and that was that weakness was to bring us all back to the Father. He became sin so we can become the righteousness of God. So now it's really, he is the one that's ruling and reigning. And as it says here in the scripture, and that there's a time coming in that where he returns with all his holy angels to reward those who have by faith served him and stayed with him. And for us that are serving him and staying with him, that reality's already been experienced. That's why I put the verse 27 in here as well, so you can see it. You know, it's for those that haven't served him, and that day will be terrible. But for us who have served him, that day is just glory to glory, because we've experiencing the splendor of God, the glory of God on a daily basis. It's just a bigger dimension, because then that day, when that fullness of day comes, it's no more chance. You have had to turn to the living God and stayed with the living God up to that time. And it's beautiful. At that time, darkness is taken away. The kingdom is here on earth as it is in heaven. And it's a rejoicing in the reality of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So guys, just keep your focus. Give your soul, what's your soul? Your will, your intellect, and emotions totally to God's leading, to his revelation truth that comes to you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.